other than the focus on lifespan in this particular study, they didn't focus, as I mentioned, on specific health concerns. And so there is a potential that exercise doesn't have the same impact on the onset or progression of certain diseases, they're saying, but some scientists are planning to include those aspects in future analyses. I'm going to tell you what my guess is, and I think the verdict is probably already in, and that information just wasn't included in this study, but I think the verdict is in. We know that there are health benefits to breaking up, you know, to having these breaks, these exercise breaks. And so my guess is, you know, when it comes to fitness, et cetera, your cardio fitness improves, et cetera. My guess is, since you have those benefits, cardio benefits, fitness benefits, et cetera, that have been proven to be, that have been shown to be a part of the results of having these broken up segments of exercise, I believe that they'll also demonstrate that there could be a positive impact on the onset or progression of certain diseases. That's my guess. There are going to be people looking into that, and we'll see what they find out. Dr. Diaz reports that the team is now aiming to look at the risk of specific cardiovascular outcomes such as heart attack, heart failure, cardiovascular-related deaths associated with physical activity versus sedentary behavior. And so I just want to encourage you, go ahead and move your bodies. Yes, indeed. Break that time up. If you can't do it all at once, all 30 minutes at one time, no sweat. Well, yeah, do sweat. Break it up and sweat. Now, having shared that with you, I'd like to have a look, courtesy of WebMD, at some of the benefits. In fact, some of these are considered to be top 10 benefits of exercise. Now, before I begin to share them with you, let me ask you to share them with me. I won't ask, though, necessarily if, let's just look at this. Some of the benefits of exercise. I plan to share with you about 10 of them. Share with me three. What would you say are some of the top three benefits of exercise? Well, top three, I tell you what, don't even say top three, just three benefits. And if you want them to be top three, cool. If you just want to say benefits, I don't know what the top ones are, but these are some of the benefits of exercise. Give them to me. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Check this out. I'm going to share these with you. And be thinking, man, our bodies are going to love us for this. Okay, here's one. Exercise actually boosts brain power. It does indeed improve your body overall, but it specifically also helps your mental function. Exercise increases energy levels, and it increases serotonin in the brain. That leads to improved mental clarity. Ah, how many of you are thinking, maybe I should have been going ahead and moving my body, stretching, doing something. When Carl was saying, quiz time, he kept saying, hey, get that body moving so that blood would flow. Maybe I should have paid attention. Here we go. Energy levels are increased. Specifically, serotonin levels are increased in the brain. All that helps make for a more productive day. As a matter of fact, Todd Astorino, who's an assistant professor of kinesiology at California State University, said that it's clear that people who are active and who exercise are much more productive at work. Here we go. It's not just, a guessing game. They've studied this. Improved productivity not only makes you a better worker, but it makes things better for everyone in the workplace. Companies with less wasted work hours and less sick time end up with lower healthcare costs. And not only that, but an improved bottom line. All right, that's one benefit. Here's another benefit. Have you been noticing that you've been stressing lately? We have a lot of bad decisions going on. A lot of bad decisions being made by a lot of leaders. And a lot of these bad decisions are producing a lot of stress, causing a lot of stress for people. In fact, for millions and millions of people. Movement helps melt the stress away. As much as it may stress you out just to think about exercising, once you actually start working out, you'll experience less stress in every part of your life. Exercise produces a relaxation response that serves as a positive distraction, according to Cedric Bryant, who's chief exercise physiologist for the American Council on Exercise. He said it also helps elevate your mood and keep depression at bay. And guess what? You know, you all often hear me talk about the importance of letting some of life's best moments come through you. Here's another way to do that. When you are less stressed, you're less irritable. And that could help improve relationships with your special someone, with your children, with your coworkers. Yes. So, there are a lot of benefits. So far, I've given you two. I said that we're probably going to look at 10. I've given you two so far. Of those two, were any of them benefits that you mentioned? All right. Here's another one that we hit on already, and that's the fact that exercise gives you energy. Popping in a workout tape for 30 minutes in the morning can change your entire day. When endorphins are released into your bloodstream during exercise, according to Esterino, you feel much more energized the rest of the day. And when you improve your strength and your stamina, it's easier to accomplish everyday tasks like carrying groceries and climbing stairs. This also helps you feel more energetic over the course of the day. A common excuse that some people give when it comes to not exercising is that they're too tired to exercise. And while exercise may make you feel more tired at first, that won't last long. The physical tiredness you feel after working out is not the same as everyday fatigue. Besides, once your body adjusts to exercise, you'll have more energy than ever. How many of you have discovered that as you've gone on and exercised, and maybe you had to push through and almost make yourself exercise the first week or two? How many of you noticed that all of a sudden, one day you took a look-see and realized, hey, I'm not nearly as tired now as I used to be when I started out with these exercise routines? And you began to notice you did have more energy to do what you needed to do the rest of the day. Let's look into this some more in just a few.